Okay, good morning. Thank you very much for coming. Today's daf is daf yud in Maseches. Brachos filled with a lot of lessons of Agaditza. We begin in the middle of a discussion, which was that the first two paragraphs of Shema are really one long paragraph. Said the Gemara, what's the proof to this? Starting on the bottom of Testament Beis. The first two paragraphs of Tehillim are really one long paragraph. Any section that David HaMelech found very beloved, he began with the word Ashrei, fortunate, praiseworthy, and he ended with the word Ashrei. Pasach ba'Ashrei, the beginning of Tehillim is with the word Ashrei, it says Ashrei Ish. Praise is the person, fortune is the person. The Siyim ba'Ashrei ended with Ashrei, it says Ashrei kol chosevo. Praised are all those who put their trust in him. Now, where is that? That's in the end of chapter 2. So you see that chapter 2 and chapter 1 are really one long chapter. All right, and now a story about Tehillim. Hani Bir Yoni. There were these ruffians. There were these people who were very immodest. They were in the neighborhood of Rabbi Meir. They would cause him lots of problems. So Rabbi Meir started to daven that they should die. They caused me all these problems. Halavai, they should die. Amrele Bruria Debisu, his wife Bruria, she was a great Torah scholar. His wife Bruria said to him, "My daitach, what are you thinking? Mishum dechsev is it based on the verse that says, Yitamu chatzim in our shoyim odeinam. Let the sinners, well, that's the question, how do you translate the word chatzim? But if it's based on the verse, Chatzim to mean the sinners. Let the sinners expire from the earth, and the wicked will be no more. Miksiv chotim. Does it really say sinners? Chataim ksiv. It says chataim. Chataim sounds like sins. Oh, and furthermore, shvila sefer dekra. Look to the end of that pasuk. It says urishayim odeinam. Let the chataim expire from the earth, and the wicked will be no more. Kevin diyitamu chataim. Once the sinners expire, urishayim odeinam. So of course the sinners, the wicked are no more. There's no need to repeat it. Let the sinners expire, let the wicked be no more. So it must mean it means two different things. It rather means that once that you should pray that the sins should stop, and then they will no longer be sinners. Elabai Rachmi Aluhai, you should pray and appeal for mercy upon them to the Hedju B'tshuva, that they should repent and they should stop their ways of sin. Urashayim Odinam, then they will no longer be sinners. He did that. He prayed for them, and they all returned to repentance. I actually saw, I was listening in the car yesterday, where somebody said, how could he have prayed that they do tshuva? Don't we have the Gemara in Megillah that says everything's in the hands of heaven except for fear of heaven? Fear of heaven is up to a person. So they suggest that, I don't know who was quoting, maybe it was the Marashah or the Ein Yaakov, he said, the fear of heaven, which is in the hands of person, is the fear of God's awe. Yirat Haromos. But fear of punishment, that God could also give. God makes a person scared. So that's what happened. He prayed. God made them scared of the sins that they were doing, what would happen to them. They did tshuva, and they changed their ways. True. That's right. That's true. Very good. So maybe that's in light of this.
How many times they could do tshuva and sin again and go back to tshuva?
I don't know if they sinned again. Maybe they stayed good.
Time limit on it?
No time on it.
They cannot do it repeatedly.
Same way the Almighty is infinite, the amounts of return and restart can be infinite.
Hashem doesn't say, hey, don't make fun of me here. Nope.
He doesn't. All right, we are at the two dots on Daf Yudam and Aleph, talking about different verses in Tehillim. Amar le'ahu tzeduki libruria. There was a Sadducee. Sadducees knew the verses, but they didn't know the oral tradition. They rejected the oral tradition. So one of these Sadducees said to Bruria, Ksiv, the verse says, Raniakara, be happy, barren one, Lo Yalada, who hasn't given birth. I understand. Yishimda Lo Yalada, if she hasn't given birth, Rani, that's why she's going to be happy. The opposite. If she hasn't given birth, she's sad that she hasn't given birth. Amrale, so Bruria said to this Sadducee, Shatya, you fool. Shvila, say for the crowd, go to the end of the verse, Ksiv, because it says, Ki rabim b'nei shomei ma, for more numerous are the sons of the desolate one, more numerous are the children of Jerusalem. Mi b'nei b'ula, from the children of the one whose intercourse has been had with her, than the children of of Rome. Amar Hashem, says God. So what does it mean? So clearly she has children. So what does it mean? Rani Akara. Elamai Akara. So what does it mean to be happy, barren one? Lo Yoladu, who hasn't given birth? It means the following. Rani Knesset Yisrael, be happy, the community of the Jewish people. Shadom Elisha Akara, who in a sense is like a barren woman. Shalo Yada Banim Lil Gehenim Kivla Saichu, that she's barren from giving birth to children who are going to Gehenim like you. She's barren from bad children, but she's very fertile with good children. So she should be happy that she doesn't have wicked children like Rome has wicked children, and she's eventually going to be filled with many, many returnees to the land of Israel. All right, another verse. Amar Le'ahut Stuki L'Rebavo. It was the Sadducee, again, an expert on verses, but who's not accepting the oral tradition. The Sadducee Rebavo. Save the verse says, Mizmar LeDavid. A song to David, Bivarcho mipnei Avshalom beno, when he was running away from his son Avshalom, who had rebelled against him. Then we have another verse, LeDavid michtam. See, David, a michtam, also a heartfelt prayer. Bivarcho mipnei Shaul b'ma'ara, when he's running away from Shaul, and they have to hide in the cave. So now, hi ma'isav abreishim. Which story happened first? Mechti Maisa Shaul Avabresha. First, it was the story of Shaul, because Avshalom only rebels when David is king. David's not yet king when Shaul's chasing him. Lichta Bereisha. So write the story of Shaul first. So why is it that Mizmor LeDavid Bevarchu Mipnei Avshalom Beno is so early in Tehillim? It's chapter 3 of Tehillim. Why would that be chapter 3 of Tehillim? That happens much later in his life. Amar Leh, so he said to him, Atun Delo Darshitun Smuchin Kashuluchu. You're the Sadducees. You don't interpret things with any oral traditions. So you don't say, well, if one thing is next to something else, it's teaching us a lesson, because you don't have any lessons coming out of anything. But we do. Anad Darshin and Smuchin. We say that sometimes the Torah or the scripture puts a section next to another section to teach us a lesson. So Allah Kashan, that's not a question at all. Amar Rabbi Yochan used to say, Smuchin min HaTorah minayin. What's the hint in the Torah that there's such a thing as deriving lessons from proximity of sections? Shenemar, as it says, Smuchim la'ad la'olam. That which is next to each other is forever. Asuyim be'emes v'yosher, made in truth and justice. Lama nismucha parshas Avshalom, parshas Gog u'Magog. Why was the section of Avshalom put next to the section of Gog u'Magog? Shem yom l'chadam, if a person tells you, Klum yesh evet shemored b'rabo, is there any slave who rebels against his master? Somebody might say, I don't believe that the story of Gog u'Magog is going to happen. Because Gog and Magog are the slaves, God is the master. How can people attack God? It's not possible. Avat Emolus, you tell them no. Is there such a thing as a son rebelling against the father? Elahava, but it did happen. As we see, Avshalom, the son, rebelled against David. Achanami Ava, so too, even though it doesn't make sense that it should happen, it will happen that Gog and Magog will be rebelling against Hashem. The slaves are going to be rebelling against their master.
How many years was between David HaMelech and Gemara time, Rabbi?
Many, many years.
Like over 200?
Way more than that. Gemara is in the year 500. David HaMelech is 1000 BCE. 1500 years before.
Wow.
Amar Le'ahut Stuki L'Rebavo. There was a Sadducee who said to Rebbe Vok. See, the verse says, Mizmor Lidzav. Oh, we just said that. Okay. Okay, we are at the first wide line. I'm Rabbi Yochan, Yishim, Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Yochan told him the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai. My Yechivas meaning of the verse, Pia Pascha B'chachma, V'toras Chesed Alishona. She opened her mouth in wisdom, and the Torah of kindness was on her mouth. Keneged mi amar Shlomo mikra zeh. Corresponding to who did Shlomo HaMelech say this verse? Lo amru ela keneged David aviv. He's referring to David, his father. What is piha? It means pi hey. The mouth of five was open in wisdom. Shadar b'chamish olam. And David lived in five worlds. V'amar shira. And he sang songs for each world. Darbe me'imo, he lived in his mother's womb. V'amar shir, and he sang a song. Shnemar, as it says, Baruch inavshi es Hashem, my soul will praise God. V'chol krav, I know of my insides. Hashem kodesho, his holy name. Yasal avir olam, he came out to the heir of the world. And so he looked at the stars and all the constellations. That was the second world he lived in. Amar Shir, again, he said a song. Shanamaz, it says, Baruch Hashem Alachav, bless God, his angels, Giborei Koach, the heroes of strength, Osei Dvaro, who do his word, Lishma B'kol Dvaro, to listen to the word, to listen to his word. Baruch Hashem, bless God, Kol Tzvav, all of his hosts, all of the angels. Third world, Yanak Mishteimo, he nursed from the breasts of his mother. V'nestaku B'dadzeh, he looked at her breasts, V'amar Shira, so he sang a song. Shanamaz, it says, Baruch Hinafshi Hashem, my soul shall bless God, and not to forget all the good things that he's done. My kol gemulav, what does it mean, all the good that he's done? It's like the word, like a little baby nursing from his mother. Amar Babo, what's this kindness? God put the breasts at the spot of wisdom, near the heart, unlike all other creatures, where the breasts are near where the creature goes to the bathroom. Time am I, why did God do this way, make the woman different than all other creatures? I'm a review. The review that said, one idea, Kadeshli Yistakabu Makam Erva, that a baby, when he's nursing or she's nursing, shouldn't be looking at the place of the Erva, of the nakedness. But Masna Amr Kadeshli Yinak Mimakamatin Hofes, that a baby not nursed from a place that's going to have filth, it's going to be disgusting. Okay, that was the third world. What was the fourth world? Rabba Mapalasim Shalashayim Amar Shira. He saw the downfall of the wicked, and he sang a song. Shanamaz, it says, "Yitamu chatrim in ha'aretz, let the sins expire from the earth. Urshemo denam, there won't be any evil anymore. Rachinav shi'as Hashem aluka, my soul will praise God, will bless God. May God be praised. Mistakub yom ha'misa, finally look at the day of death. Amar Shira, and again he sang a song. Shanamaz, it says, Barachinav shi'as Hashem, my soul shall bless God. Hashem alukai, God my Lord. Gadal tamohod, you are very great. You wore glory and adornment. My mashma di yom ha'misa namar. How do you know that that's the day of death? Amar Abba Rav Shilu misefa din yana dekra. From the end of that pasuk, it says, Tastir panachi ba'helun. You hide your face, they all be frightened. Tosef rucham, you add to their spirit, yigvon, and they expire. That's talking about expiration. All right, Rav Simi bar Ukva. Amila, it was Mar Ukva. Either Rav Simi, the son of Ukva, or Mar Ukva. Havishchiach Kamed Reb Shimon ben Pazi. They used to spend a lot of time in front of Reb Shimon ben Pazi. Rav Masada Agadot to Kamed Reb Shimon Levi, and they would arrange these Agadotas, the stories, in front of Reb Shimon Levi. Amalei said to him, "My dechti, what's the meaning of the verse? Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem, my soul shall bless God, v'chol krav Hashem kodesho, and all my innards, His holy name." Amalei said to him, "Bo re'eh, come and see. Shalok midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu midas pasav edam, the ways of God, the attributes of God, and not like the attributes of people." Midas pasav edam, the way of people. Tzar tzura al gabi akosel, a person maybe can engrave a statue in a wall. However, ino yachol ahatul ruach neshama, a person who's making the statue can't put inside of that statue soul, life, kravayim, intestines, bnei me'ayim, small intestines. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu ino king, God's not this way. Tzar tzura betoch tzura. Inside of woman, he forms another form. Inside the statue of woman, he makes another form. He makes another statue, the baby. And not only making a baby, he puts in the baby wind, neshama, soul, kravayim, big intestines, uvnei me'am, and small intestines. V'ayinadam rachana, that's what Chana said. In kadosh kashem, there's no one holy as God. There's no being holy as God. Kein biltecha, for there's none other than you. V'ein sur kelokeinu, there's no rock like our God. My ein sur kelokeinu, what did she mean when she said there's no rock like our God? She meant ein sayar kelokeinu, there's no artisan, there's no sculptor like God. My kein biltecha, what is the meaning of the end of the verse? For there's none other than you. I'm rebuted by Manasseh, ein tikri kein biltecha, don't read as there's none other than you. Ela ein levalosecha, there's none who outlast you. Again, shalok midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas pasav adam. The way of God and the actions of God, and not like the way of people. Midas pasav adam ma'asi adam mevalen oso. A human being, whatever he creates, is going to outlast him. His art outlasts him. Picasso's art is still there, even though he's dead. The books outlast him. The Gettysburg Address is still here, even though Lincoln is dead. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with God, mevalen ma'asa. What he creates, he outlasts them. We're not going to outlast him. He's going to outlast us. Amar leis, he said to him, "Ana achi kaminelach." This is what I'm telling you. Hani chamisha baruch hinafshi keneged mi amram David. Why did David say baruch hinafshi five times? Not what's the meaning of this verse, baruch hinafshi. But why does he say baruch hinafshi five times? So he answered, lo amaran, ela keneged, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keneged neshama. He said it because of God and the soul. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Melo Kol Olam, just like God fills the world. Af Neshamam Leas Kol Aguf, the soul fills the whole body. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Roav Eino Nireh, just like God sees and is not seen. Af Neshamam Roav Eino Nireh, the soul sees and is not seen. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Zanas Kol Olam, just like God provides for the whole world with livelihood. Af Neshamam Zanas Kol Aguf, the soul provides for the whole body. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Tor, just like God is pure. Af Neshamam Tor, the soul is pure. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev B'chadri Chadarim, just like God sits in the innermost chambers. Af Neshama Yoshev B'chadri Chadarim, so the soul sits in the innermost chambers. Yavu Mishiyesh B'chamisha Dvar Malalu, let the one who has these five aspects, these attributes, come. V'yashabeach and praise, L'mishiyesh B'chamisha Dvar Malalu, to the one who has these five attributes. And that's why it is appropriate for the soul to praise God. Baruch Hi Nafshi, the soul is praising God. Because the soul has the five qualities that are similar to what God has as well. In other words, the soul is a piece of God.
Are we throwing out the first idea that it was five different stages of David praise Hashem?
No, it's another idea. Another idea.
What is the same idea that I don't understand? The soul.
The soul, the neshama.
Yeah, I know. What is the same idea about this?
The soul has aspects that are like God. It's hidden. It's eternal.
But from Hashem.
It gives life. So therefore, it's the right thing to praise God. The animals don't praise God the way the soul does. The soul is the thing to praise God. Baruch Yimashi, David Melech says, my soul should be the one blessing God. All right, another verse in Tehillim. Amar Rav Amunah. Rav Amunah said, my dichtiv, what's the meaning of the following verse? This is in Koheles, actually. The verse says, Mikeh HaChacham, who's like the wise one, Mi Odeh HaPesher Davar, and who knows how to create a compromise of a matter. That's a praise of God. Mikad Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's like God, Sheyodea Lasos Pshar Ben Shnei Tzadikim, who knows how to make a compromise between the two Tzadikim. What was the compromise? In Chizkiyahu Yishayo. He made a compromise between Chizkiyahu and Yishayo. Chizkiyahu, Amar Chizkiyahu said, Lesi Yishayo Gabay. Let the prophet Yishayo come to me. Why? Because that's what we find with Eliyahu Anavi. Eliyahu was the prophet. The king was Achav. And yet, Azal Gabay Achav. Eliyahu Navi goes to Achav. Achav was a wicked king. I'm a righteous king, Chizkiyahu said. So let the prophet come visit me. Yishayo, I'm a Yishayo, so lay see Chizkiyahu, Gabay. Let Chizkiyahu come to me. This is what we find with Yehoram, the son of Achav. He went to Elisha. The king went to the prophet. So each one was in his own corner. Let the prophet come to me. I'm the king. No, let the king come to me. I'm the prophet. What did God do? He made compromise. He made Chizkiyahu sick, as is he teaches us. He told Yishayahu, go visit the sick person. As it says, in those days, Chizkiyahu got sick to die. And Yishayahu, the son of Amoz, the prophet, came to visit him. And he said to him, Komar Hashem, so said God, Tzav Leveischa, command your household, Kimesata, you're dying, Velotzich, you're not going to live. My Kimesata, Velotzich, yeah, what does it mean? You're going to die and not live. If you die, obviously you don't live. You know, Mesata, Bolom HaZeh, you're going to die in this world. Velotzich, Yelolom HaBa, and you're going to lose your portion of the world to come too. Amalei, my Kuli Hai, Sechizkiyo said to Yishayo, came to visit him. Why so much? Why am I losing everything? Amalei said to me, Shimblo Asakta Bapirivarivya, because you refused to get married. You weren't involved in bringing children into the world. So, I just want to share a funny story I saw in this book, Margalios HaShas, that of Meir Shapiro, the founder of the Daf Hayomi learning program. So he was a rabbi in multiple towns. When he was a rabbi in the city of Sanik, so he was a young rabbi, he came to the town, very brilliant man, and he had students. And there was an older sage in the town, an older Hasidic Rebbe. So they got into the same fight. The older Hasidic Rebbe student said, it's not right for the Rebbe to go visit the new rabbi. The new rabbi is young. He should come visit you. And the students and those who had appointed the new rabbi said, it's not right for the rabbi to go to the Hasidic Rebbe. Because you're the rabbi. You're the big Talmud Chacham. He should be coming to visit you. So they figured out a compromise. The Hasidic Rebbe had children. So he sent his children to welcome the new rabbi. So when they came to welcome the new rabbi, he said, oh, thank you very much. Now that you came to welcome me, I need to go say hello to your father for the fact that you came to say hello to me. So when he came in to see the father, he said, you know, the Gemara had the same fight. Yeshayo, the prophet, didn't want to go see the king, Chizkiyo, because he said the king should visit the prophet. And the king didn't want to go visit the prophet. He said the prophet should go visit the king. So in the end, God made the king sick. And the prophet came to visit. And the prophet said, you're going to die, lose this world and the next world, because you didn't get married. How did the prophet know that the problem was that Chizkiyo didn't get married? Because the answer is, if Chizkiyo would have gotten married, Chizkiyo would have had kids.
Yeah.
The kids would have been able to make the compromise, because he could have sent the kids to say hello. When the kids would say hello, then the rabbi would have said, oh, your kids came to say hello, I'll go visit you, the Hasidic Rebbe. That was the story of Rav Meir Shapiro. Okay, he told him, you're dying, this world and the next, because you didn't have children, you didn't get married. Amar Lehi said to him, you know why I didn't get married? Because I saw through the divine inspiration, I'm going to have children that are not good, wicked children. The prophet said to the king, in these hidden matters of God, what do you need to care about? Whatever you've been commanded to do, you should do. Whatever God wants to do, he'll do. Amalei said to him, okay, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to get married. You know what? I want to marry your daughter. After the garment of the divinity, and after me, no, you bought him in the Mali. So maybe through the merit of me and the merit of you, the king's merit and the prophet's merit, we're going to have good children. Amalei said, Yeshayo said, not me. For I nixer alech gzeira. There was already a decree said about you. I don't want to give my daughter. Amalei said, now the king said to the prophet, Ben Amot, son of Amot, Kalinu Vuasla, stop your prophecy. Vitzei and get out. This is my tradition from the house of my father's father. Afilu cherev chadam unachas al tzavar shel adam. Even if there's a sharp sword on a person's neck, he shouldn't hold himself back from praying. Why are you giving up hope? We should still pray and we can have good children. Even if there's a big sword out there, you should still pray. We also learned Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar Tavar, they both said, even if there's a tremendous sword on a person's neck, a sharp sword on Yimna Atzman Arachmi shouldn't prevent himself from praying. Shnemar, as it says, even if he's going to kill me, even if I see God killing me, lo yachil, my hope is in God. Amar Rav Chanan said, afilu ba'al ha-chalomos, now starting Yudim Beis, afilu ba'al ha-chalomos, even if the angel in charge of dreams tells a person, l'machar umeis, tomorrow you're dying, al yim na'atzman ha-rachman, don't stop praying. Shneimar says, ki b'rov chalomos v'avalim, for in the many dreams and the many emptiness, u'dvarim harbe, ki yasalokim yirah, fear God. Miyad, so right away, after this musr that Chizkiyo gave to Yeshayo, Chizkiyo turned his face to the wall and he davened to Hashem. My kir, what does it mean he turned his face to the wall? Amrib Shemin Lakish, Mikiros Libo, means that he prayed from the walls of his heart. He prayed a very heartfelt prayer. God, please save me, even though I didn't get married. Shneimar, as it says, how do we know that the word wall means a heartfelt wall of the heart? It says, my insides will appeal, kiros libi, I will appeal, may I, my innards, ochila kiros libi, I will appeal from the walls of my heart. Reb Levi said, Aliske Akir. Chizkiyo's prayer was based on logic from a story of a wall. Amar Lefanav, he said like this, Ribono Shalom, master of the world. There was the story with the woman from Shunem, that Elisha was coming by and she saw that he didn't have a place, so she made an apartment for him. She built a wall for him. And then he saw she didn't have children, so he prayed and she got a child. And then that child grew up and the child died. And then she went to Elisha and Elisha came back and brought the child back to life. So he said like this, this woman from Shunem, Katana, she made one little wall, a little apartment for the tzaddik. You brought her son back to life. Avi Abba, my great ancestor, Shlomo HaMelech, Shechipas Eichel Kula B'chesef V'zav, who surrounded the entire house of God. He covered it. He covered it over with silver and gold. Halachas kamav kamas, whom he should bring his descendant back to life. And then Chizkiyo said further, Zchorna, Yisrael Shereis Halachti Lufanecha, the Emes, please remember now, this that I walk before you, truthfully, Yivulev Shalom with full heart, Vatov Beinecha Sisi, and I did what was good in your eyes. My Vatov Beinecha Sisi, what does it mean that I did what was good in your eyes? Am Rabbi Yudah Marav, Rabbi Yudah Sanim Marav, Shesamach Ge'ula L'Tfila. I was very careful to say Goal Yisrael, and right away to follow it up with Shmona Esrei. Reb Levi says, what was the good that I did in your eyes? Shagana Sefer Refuos. He put away the book of medications. So this was a book that Shlomo HaMelech had put together of all the different medications and how, for whatever illness a person has, there's a different medication that can heal the illness. And Chizkiyahu put it away, according to Rashi, so that people would pray and not be so confident when they are sick that the medications would heal them. The Rambam rejects this explanation. He says, how could it be? If we have medications, we shouldn't put them away. We have a mitzvah to try to heal ourselves. The Rambam says this is a book of medications that weren't so effective, and that's why you put them away. All right, so in the end, we're going to see that Yeshayahu is moved by Chizkiyahu's argument, and he gives his daughter to Chizkiyahu to be a wife. There are six things that Chizkiyahu the king did. For three, the sages agreed with him. For three, the sages did not agree with him. For three, the sages agreed with Chizkiyahu. That's the following. They agreed to him. That Gana Sefer Refuos Vodulo, right? He put away this book of medications. They were happy about that. Even though God had told Moshe Rabbeinu to make a copper snake, because the Jews were being bitten by snakes in the desert, and they had to look at the copper snake and then pray to God, it was beginning to become an idol. So therefore, he ground it up. The rabbis were happy. Hodulo. Girer atzmos aviv amito shel chavalim. He dragged the remains of his father on a bed of ropes. He disgraced the remains of his father. His father was wicked. This created atonement for his father. Hodulo, the sages were happy about this. For three things that they did not agree with what he did. When Sancherev was coming, he was worried that Sancherev would get water from the Gichon spring, so he sealed the waters of the Gichon. The sages were unhappy because here the prophet had promised that he would protect the city of, that Hashem would protect the city of Jerusalem. Chizkiyahu should have relied on God and not made a change to the water flows of Jerusalem. He cut off the walls of the palace of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shigrim HaMelech Ashur, I'm sorry, not the walls, the doors. And he sent these doors to the king of Ashur to try to mollify him. The sages were unhappy about that. And Iber Nisan, the Nisan, 1 year, it was already Nisan, and he added a month, and he turned what was Nisan back into Adar Sheni. The sages didn't agree with him. Doesn't Chizkiyahu know the verse? The verse says, this month for you is the beginning of months. This month, in other words, once the month is started as Nisan, you can't make it anything else. He knew that. It wasn't really Nisan, it was day 30 of Adar. He was making a mistake in the law of Shmuel. Shmuel said, on the 30th of Adar, you can't extend the year. Since it could become Nisan. So that he didn't agree with. He thought it's still Adar, I can still extend the year. And that's where Chizkiyahu was mistaken, and the sages were unhappy with him for adding a month when it was already the 30th day of Adar. Talking some more about Chizkiyahu. If in your prayers you say, God, do it for my sake, even if God will do it, he'll say, I'm doing it, but not for your sake, for the sake of somebody else. But if you say, do it for the sake of somebody else, then God might say, I'm doing it for your sake. How do we know this? When Moshe was davening that Hashem should forgive the Jewish people, he doesn't say in my sake. He says, do it for Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, for the sake of others. Shenema, it says, remember, for Avram, Yitzchak, and for Yaakov, your servants. Later we give credit to Moshe. Shenema, it says, God had intended to wipe out the Jews. Lulei Moshe Bechiro, if not for Moshe's chosen one, Amad Beperes Lefanav, who stood in the breach before him, Lahashav Chamaso Meashchis, to dial down his anger from causing destruction. So Moshe gets the credit, even though Moshe appealed that it should be done in the merit of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Chizkiyahu told b'schus atzmo, but Chizkiyahu made it all about his own merit. It says, "Zchor na es asher salachti lefanecha." Remember this, that I walked before you. Talulo b'schus acherim, and it was said to him in the merit of others. Namas, it says, "Veganos yelo irazos." I will protect the city lehoshia, to save it limani, for my sake. God says, "Ulaman David avdi," for the sake of David, my servant, not for the sake of Chizkiyahu. This is the lesson of Rabbi Shimon Levi taught. My dechtiv, what's the meaning of the verse? Hinei l'shalom, mar li, mar. That means, afilu b'shah, shishigir lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalom. Even at that moment when God sent peace to Chizkiyahu, mar hu lo, there was also bitterness. It's really not for your sake, it's for the sake of David HaMelech. All right, talking back about this woman who made the apartment for Elisha. Nasena alias kir ktana. She tells her husband, let's make Aliyah's kir. That's a strange thing, right? The word kir is a wall. Aliyah is a second story. So what was she making, a wall or a second story? So Rav and Shmuel argued about this. Chadamah once said, Aliyah prua haisa. She had a second story that didn't have a roof. Vikirua, and she put a roof on it for the prophet. Hanam once said, Aksadu Gedoloisa, she had a large portico. Vichilkua Lishnaim, she divided it into two by building a wall in it. Vishma Madam Aksadra, if you say that she had a large, you know, hallway and she made a wall in it, I didn't look here. That's why it says wall. El Madam Aliyah, but if she just made a roof on top of the second story, Maikir, why is it called a wall? Shekirua, that she had placed a roof. Bishma Alamanda Amar Aliyah. I understand the one who says Aliyah. I understand Aliyah. That's why it says that she made a second story. Alamanda Amar Aksadra. But if you say she made a wall in the middle of the portico, May Aliyah. Why is it called Aliyah Kir? It means Me'ula Shemabatim. It was the best of little homes. And what does she tell her husband? Nasim Lo Shem. We're going to make for him there. We're going to place for him there. Mita, bed, Vishulchan, and a table, Vichisei, and a chair, menorah, and a lamp. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Itam Rabbi Yitzchak, somebody Rabbi Yitzchak said, Harot Zalohanos, if somebody wants to benefit from the world, that's okay, he can do so. Yehenna, ke Elisha. Because you can say Elisha was allowed himself to benefit from the world. Vishen Rot Zalohanos, somebody who doesn't want to enjoy from others, Al Yehenna, he can also refuse to enjoy, that's also appropriate. Kishmuel Aramasi, like the prophet Shmuel, Shenamas, it says about Shmuel, Kshuvas Aramasi, we keep coming back to Rama, Kisham Beso, you travel from place to place and come back to Rama, that was his house. The way we're reading it is, in place to place it was his house. And Rabbi Yochanan should call Makam Shalak Sham Beso Imo, wherever he went, he carried his house with him. He carried his own dishes, he carried his own silverware, so wherever he was home, because he wouldn't take anything from anybody else. All right, going back to the story with Elisha, Vatom Elisha, the woman of Shunem tells her husband, Minayadati, behold, I realize Ki Yisho Elokim Kadoshu, the man of God is holy. How'd she know he was holy? From here you learn that a woman knows about the guests better than a husband. Kadoshu is holy, Minayadati, she know. Rav and Shmuel argued. Chanamar once said, Shlorasa Zvuv over al Shulchanos. She wouldn't see a fly flying over the table. So if there's no flies, no non-kosher creatures, she knows he's holy. The earliest time for Talis and film today is 6:25. Chadamer once said, "Sadin shel pishtan itzi al mitaso." She put a sheet of linen on his bed. V'lo rasa keri alav, and she didn't see any seminal discharges on it. Kadosh is holy. Amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina, who kadosh? He's holy. Umesharso, but his attendant ain't kadosh. And Amar Vigash Kechazi la adafa. Kechazi stepped forward to push her away when she went to say that her son had died. Amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina, why the word hadafa? She'achza b'hod yafya. He held her at the glory of her beauty. He held her chest. Over Alinu Tamid, she's saying that the man of God always comes to us. Amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kol Amareach Tamid Chacham Sof Beisum Haneu Min Chasav Malal Vakasav Kilu Makriv Tzmidim. Anyone who has a Torah scholar in his house, he makes him happy with his things. So it's as if he offered a carbon tamid, as if she offered carbonos. Amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Al Yamud Adam Makom Gavov Yispalal. Another lesson: a person should not pray in a high spot. He should stand in a low spot for his fallen prayers. It says, Hashem, from the depths I call to you, God. A person shouldn't stand on a stool or on a chair in a tall place and pray. He should stand in a low place and pray. There's no space for arrogance before God. It says, Hashem, from the depths I call you, God, except you la'ani, a prayer to the poor person, when he expresses himself. When a person prays, he has to be like an angel. He has to have his feet together. Shneimer, it says about the angels, their feet are feet together. What's the meaning of the verse? Don't eat on blood. What does it mean? Don't eat blood. It says don't eat on blood. Don't eat before you pray for your blood. Anyone eats and drinks, and then he prays. About him, the verse says, "Me you've thrown behind your gave." What does it mean? Me you threw behind your arrogance. After this one was arrogant, and he fed himself. He accepted upon himself the yoke of heaven to pray. Rabbi Yeshua said that the time for Shema is at Shalosh, the third hour. Okay, we'll start at that point tomorrow. Kaddish to Rabbanan.